South Korean Foreign Minister Yoo Myung-hwan confirmed the long-awaited nuclear declaration was in China's hands.
오늘 오후 북한 북경에서 6자회담 의장국인 중국에
He says North Korea submitted the declaration in Beijing and that South Korea welcomes the development. U.S. President George Bush responded quickly to the North's move, clearing the way for some U.S. sanctions on Pyongyang to be lifted.
I'm issuing a proclamation that lifts the provisions of the Trading with the Enemy Act with respect to North Korea. And secondly, I am notifying Congress of my intent to rescind North Korea's designation as the state sponsor of terror in 45 days.
Those U.S. steps put Pyongyang on the road to eligibility for international trade and assistance opportunities. North Korea's declaration is part of a multi-stage process that exchanges financial and diplomatic incentives for gradual steps by North Korea toward disarmament. North Korea promised to submit it by the end of last year, but delayed producing it for 6 months over a disagreement with the United States. Washington at first demanded the declaration account for an alleged secret uranium program the North has never publicly admitted having, and explain Pyongyang's possible role in helping Syria develop a nuclear facility. Following high-level U.S.-North Korea meetings, Pyongyang is now expected to acknowledge U.S. concerns about those items, but not to include them in the formal declaration. The document is expected to list North Korea's stockpiles of nuclear material, as well as its facilities for producing that material. How many actual nuclear weapons North Korea has, and where they are, is likely to be declared later. Later, after multinational talks on the North's weapons are reconvened in Beijing, which is expected in the coming weeks. They will also focus on how best to verify the North's declaration is accurate. President Bush said the North still has much to do.
It must dismantle all of its nuclear facilities, give up its separated plutonium, resolve outstanding questions on its highly enriched uranium and proliferation activities, and end these activities in a way that we can fully verify.
A Seoul-based analyst for the International Crisis Group, Daniel Pinkston, agrees years of work lie ahead for negotiators. But he says the United States is getting a good bargain so far.
The actions that the U.S. is taking, lifting the sanctions, delisting them from the State Department's terrorism list, these are easily reversible. Yes, there's some food assistance, there's some energy assistance, but it's really peanuts when you look at the security benefits here.
Conservative South Korean President Lee Myung-bak has held back on food aid for the impoverished North until it makes progress on the nuclear issue. Thursday's declaration could be a cue for the Lee administration to resume food and other assistance badly needed in North Korea. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.